Our first premise truths have got to change. Amen. Listen to this. They now stand in front of God's throne and serve Him day and night in His sanctuary. That's what we're doing today. We're standing in God's throne room. It's not where I'm going, it's where I'm at. Jesus said, "Behold, the kingdom of God is at hand." We're standing in the throne room of God today, in His sanctuary. And what are we doing? We're giving praise and honor and glory to the God that made me. We're giving thanks and praise to the God that saved me. We're giving honor and thanks and praise and worship to the God that delivered me from sin and death. We're giving thanks and praise to God that would allow His body and blood to be left here on this earth, that I could come to His altar and receive Him and worship Him. Glory to be to God. Get a hold of this. Because if you can, folks, I'll tell you, we'll sweep the world. Your life will become a living sacrifice and in God's hands, not a sacrifice controlled by man, but a sacrifice controlled by the Holy Spirit of God. Amen? Isn't this good stuff? He's talking about me. And then it says, whoops, I'm missing a page. God, I bet y'all don't even know where I'm reading. I'm reading in the 7th chapter. My 6th chapter is gone. I never got over that far. Is God good? I never read this before. I'm in the 7th chapter. They will never hunger or thirst again. Am I hungering or am I thirsting? Well, never again. And it says, neither the sun nor scorching wind will ever plague them. Isn't that wonderful? Because the Lamb who is at the throne will be their shepherd and will lead them to springs of living water. And God will wipe away their tears from their eyes. You know my tears have been wiped? I'm not walking around crying no more because I'm not destroyed anymore. I've been born of the Spirit. I need somebody to give me a Jerusalem Bible because I must get to the 6th chapter. God, I got over to the 7th chapter. Isn't that good stuff, though, folks? I'm glad I got over there. Whew. Now, let's go back to the 6th chapter. And I'm reading from the 5th verse. It said, I've already read the 5th verse, haven't I? Up until the part where it says, I'm reading out of the 9th verse, and they sang new hymns. You are worthy to take the scroll, to break the seals of it, because you were sacrificed, and with your blood you bought men for me of every race, language, people, and nation, and made them a line of kings and priests to serve our God and to rule the world. Folks, you know the world does not rule me. Y'all know that? I don't conform to the world anymore. It doesn't rule me anymore. You know the government doesn't rule me. You know I'm not depending on anything from the government. Now I know the government is from God, and I don't condemn the government. I pray for the government. But they do not control my life. My life is controlled by God. And then in the 6th chapter it says, in my vision, I saw the Lamb break one of the 7 seals, and I heard one of the 4 animals shout in a voice like thunder, "Come!" Immediately, a white horse appeared. Now, what do we know about a white horse? What is it? Say symbol. It's a symbol of what? It's a symbol of some spiritual aspect that's involved in the world. It's a symbol of a spiritual happening. Listen to the spirituality of this horse. It was on a white horse and it rode holding a bow. What do we know about a bow? What do you do with the bow and arrow? You kill people. If I had a bow and arrow today and I came up to my brother here, Don, and I put this bow and arrow on him, what could I do with Don? I could control him too, couldn't I? I could oppress him, couldn't I? I could make him do what I want him to do, couldn't I? Let's look at it from a different perspective. What if I had a big corporation and I was in charge of the money? Could I take money and oppress Don? What if I was also in a big corporation and I was elevated to a high strength? Could I oppress people with my authority? That's that horse. It's the spirit of oppression that produces fear. And folks, we're afraid of one another. One of the reasons that you can't get up and preach is because you're afraid of what somebody will think. I could care less what you think. But I know your thinking is... it's insane. So, when I stand up to preach, I don't give a rat what you think. Because I know all of you got something to think about me. James said not many of you should be teachers because stricter the punishment, stricter the judgment. You know who judges and punishes me? You do. God doesn't. God's not punishing me. When I preach, you form opinions by what I say, and some of you really clobber me. Well, who do you think you are? You know, I'm judged by the people. And James said, not many of you can stand up under that. You shouldn't. So not too many of you should get. You got to have a strong heart to stay into this. Because people will clobber you. And you just take your shield of faith and you go, the fiery darts, when they come, you go, toom, 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 toom. You don't let nothing inside. The only one that can still throw a fiery dart at me and it stink is my wife. I don't get my shield of faith up quite quick enough. Amen. All right, now it says, this white horse is a horse of oppression. In the footnotes in some of the Bibles, it tells you that. Are we an oppressed people? Well, you all told me Monday that you were full of fear. Fear comes from what? You're afraid that you don't make enough money. You're afraid of this. You're afraid of that. You're afraid that you won't get this. Oh, I might die. Folks, those are things that are going to happen. We shouldn't be afraid of anything. We shouldn't. Now listen to this. The second horse. And this first horse rode out going from victory to victory. And if you look up the victor's crown that it receives, it is a perishable crown. These are the crowns that we throw at the feet of Jesus. Our crowns are perishable and we throw them down by surrendering to Him and we get a crown what? Of eternal glory. St. Paul said, I'm going to receive my crown. He gave up His earthly crown. All right? Now it says in the... that page keeps turning. Wants to get me over in the 8th chapter. And I don't have enough time in the school. I only get an hour a day with you. And the other teachers are screaming they ain't getting enough time either. We may have to start a university here. Amen. I think it's on the way. I really do. I think you're going to see something develop here where people are going to come. They're going to come to an oasis. They're going to go out of here fully equipped to do work for God. Fully equipped to do battle. You'll get out there and get wounded and you'll run back here and get all fired up again and back into battle. It's already happening. Listen to this. It says, the rider was given a bow and he was given the victor's crown in the Greek, if you look that up, it means it's a perishable crown. Our crowns are not perishable. The people that kiss these trophies that win, they're all perishable. They have to do it over and over. And after a while, they just get sick of it. Michael Jordan got three of them, and he just said, "That's enough. I don't want no more of them suckers." It's a killer. Then he broke the second seal, and the second horse came. The horse is a what? It's a symbol of some form of spirituality. Let's see what this horse is giving. This horse was given the duty to take peace away from the earth and begin to kill one another. Was given a sword that we might kill one another. Let me ask you folks this. Are we doing that? Has peace been removed from the earth? It has. The world is fighting right now. According to the latest CNN report, there's 78 wars going on right now in the world. 78. One stops, two more start. The greatest war that's going on, it is in your homes. Millions and millions of wars there between husband and wife. We hope to solve that war this week. Shouldn't be no war in your home. All right? He was given a huge sword. Now the third horse, so you see that's a form of what? What is death? Is that oppression? That's a horror, isn't it? We're going to die? I don't want to die. Give me Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Give me some life insurance. I want to live. And we die anyhow. They're betting that we die, and we bet that we live, and they win every time. And we just send them money saying, "We ain't going to die, we 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 ain't going to die." Boom! And you die. And then they find some reason not to pay off. Well, you died with the wrong thing. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Be wise. You don't need that stuff if you're working for God. Hello? Now, it says that the third animal came immediately. A black horse appeared, and its rider was holding a pair of what? Scales. What kind of spirituality is scales? Well, how about this? You hit me, I hit you. That balances the scales. Over our hall of justice, and everybody's looking for justice, there's the scales, and we got to try to tilt the scales to where I benefit. We send our kids to school. What do we do on a report card? Is that a scale? And the kid doesn't get good grades, and what do we do to them? Yeah, beat the hell out of them. You restrict them. You can't drive the car. You can't do this. Ba-bum, ba-bum, bum, bum. The scale is a spiritual force. And folks, we use it on one another. Well, he's not as good as I am. That's a scale. I deserve better than this. That's a scale. My wife is not working hard enough. That's a scale. You understand what I'm saying? And it's also judgment. All right, the next horse. It says the next horse, the fourth seal was broken, and the fourth animal came immediately, a pale horse, deadly pale, and his rider was called Plague. Have y'all ever seen people that were really right at the final stages of death? What? Pow! What happened to their bodies? What did they become? Pale? They do. And they die. And listen to this. Death is introduced into the world. That's a spirit. Death is a spirit. And it says here that hell followed in its heels. In other words, what we've got introduced here is hell. Now, folks, it's not something that's coming. It's something that's here. If the kingdom of God is present, the kingdom of hell is present. And most of us are living in hell. We don't know how to get out. We're oppressed. We're indifferent. We're scaling out things to everybody. Our rules are, if you do this, I'm going to give you this. Pow! Now let me ask you all this. And this comes down to the basic, one of the basic understandings that if you can enter into this, folks, I tell you, your joy will begin to soar. What did Jesus do? Well, let me ask it like this. When those horses rode, why were they allowed to ride? Why would Jesus open up this time? Adam and Eve wanted it. They looked, they saw that it was good. They desired it. They wanted the knowledge that it gave. They wanted to be as gods. They wanted to know the difference between good and evil. They wanted to be like a god. They wanted this ability to oppress, to judge. They wanted the ability to see differently. They wanted a scale so they could scale out things. You remember right away after this first fall, what did Cain do to Abel? He would have never been able to kill him if this horse hadn't have ridden. If this symbol, this spiritual force hadn't been allowed to ride, Cain would have never killed Abel. And Adam and Eve, folks, they tell us this is the beginning of civilization. We call this civilized. It's the craziest thing I ever heard. Civilization began when man started killing one another. And we've set up rules and regulations. We've had governing bodies from the very beginning of this, and they've all tried to stop it. And has it ever stopped? It's not going to stop either. Now, let me ask you this. When the Lord Jesus Christ, His promise by God that through a woman man fell, through a woman God would restore His people, Jesus Christ came, what do you perceive that He did when He went to the cross? He took and washed us in His what? He destroyed what? Sin and death. Oh, are you telling me that He killed that pale horse? He shot him with the Holy Ghost gun? You mean to tell me I don't have to worry about death anymore? You mean death has no hold over me? Oh, death, where's your sting? You mean to tell me that I don't have to fear death anymore? That the Lord Jesus came for me to God and He shot that sucker and killed him dead for those that would enter into the ways of the Lord, that we would no longer be oppressed by a white horse because He killed that sucker? Those people that was walking in Jesus would no longer hold the scales. We would forgive no matter what you do to me. We forgive. When you rob my property, you can have it. That destroys that horse. When a kid brings home bad grades, it's okay, sweetheart. Grades don't mean nothing. I want you to know that I love you. No matter what you do, that kills the scale. And we have scaled things out to one another. You're going to hell. Not me. That sucker's been killed in me. And it was killed through my baptism and through my confirmation, folks. That's the responsibility of the church, is to bring me the victorious act of God. And God walked onto this earth and He took Satan in His full power and just beat the hell out of him. Stop judging your husband. It ain't your job. You're called to be a sacrifice to Him. Stop judging your priest. You're not called to judge him. You're called to be a sacrifice to Him. And it's in your love that you win him. You may have to long suffer. Your life may become a sacrifice. It may become a little bloody lamb. But folks, here's where the victory's at. God went to the cross, and for those that would hear His words and live His words would be victorious. Love your enemy. Y'all see why this is so important? What horse does it kill? If I love my enemy can't oppress me. You can't control me with your ability and your intellect. You can't control me with corporate law. You can't threaten me anymore and oppress me, because I've been born of the Spirit. I've been washed in the blood. I'm standing before the throne of God, washed in this holy robe, white as snow, giving praise and thanks to God, the God that delivered me from the oppression of the symbol of the white horse. I've been delivered from that sucker. And I no longer carry a sword to set people killing one another, because I beat my sword into a plowshare. I'm out plowing the ground, the fertile ground of a harvest that is ripe and it's ready to be picked. You don't pick them with guns, you pick them with the Word of God. I have beat my sword into a pruning hook. Amen. How do I do that? I treat others the way I want to be treated. When they rob my property, I don't ask for it back. Property don't mean anything anymore. I didn't bring nothing here. I ain't taking nothing out. And as I walk in the kingdom of God seeking His righteousness, He said all things would be added to me. All I got to do is ask for them. God, I need this. Kill this there. I walked up here and they said, I need a copier. Folks, it got here before I could get, I couldn't hardly get the words out. How would y'all like to live in that kind of victory? See, then you only ask, you don't go around asking for things you don't need, because you don't need them. Just seek those things that you need. See, and the thing that we need is to get the word out, get the word out, get the word out, get the word out. Do you know this is going to be on television? You know that I've never heard a preacher on television preach revelation like this. They're always saying the great tribulation is coming. Prepare, because there's a time coming, folks. The time came, and God said, unless these days are shortened, even the elect would be lost. You and I don't live 900 years like Methuselah. Our days have been shortened down to 60, 70, and 80 years. And most of the world is down to 40 years. They only live for about 35 to 40 years. Our time has already been shortened. Stop looking for something else to happen. It's already happened. The Lamb has been slain. The sacrifice has been made. We have been justified for God. We are victorious in the Lord Jesus. This is the reason that we can celebrate. Eucharist means celebration. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I reign victorious. We ought to walk into that liturgy pounding drums, blowing bugles, and saying hallelujah to God. And if you're not walking in with that attitude, you haven't been delivered yet. Your robe has not been washed white. Amen. Jesus came and destroyed the works of the devil for those that would walk in Him. Now the world still walks in oppression. They still walk in death. It's okay. God said, leave them alone. You just live my word and increase my kingdom. The world is waiting for us. They're wanting to get out of that slop. They don't want war no more. They're praying for, oh God, stop war. He said, It's through trials and tribulations that we get people into the kingdom. I sure do love y'all. And I know all I've done is whet your appetite. But you've got to know that the Sermon on the Mount is what destroys those horses. Your mind, your first premise truths have to be changed, and you have to enter into the reality of God. You've got to take on His mind. Your attitude has to be that of God. And when your attitude of God, those horses are no longer running in me. I don't allow them. Now, once in a while, one will prop up. And when I see him, I say, I know how to get rid of you. I humble myself. I become a sacrifice. That sucker flies. Amen. Anytime I get proud and arrogant, it's got to be my way, everything falls apart. The minute I throw myself on my face, I say, God, I humble myself. I just want to be a living sacrifice for you. Whew. I do that to my family. I don't try to correct my family anymore. I try to serve my family. I stopped the horse. I stopped that horse that destroyed my family for years and years and years. And you know what? When you destroy that horse within you, my whole family's moved in. I got people living with me that are of just God's family. I mean, just move in. Amen. Next class.